Vous écoutez l'autre monde, nous sommes au Ripfest édition 2026, and we are with Mike from the band Cancer Bats. Hi, nice to meet you, Mike.
Hi, nice to meet you.
You've got a new album, which will be released in a couple of days.
In one month. Yeah.
On August 7th. Having signed with Marshall Records, you mentioned that that their absolute punk rock approach is something important. After 20 years of career and running your own label, Bad Skull, how did trusting your new tracks on a structure tied as a legendary amp brand influence the raw energy of this record?
I mean, I think that in terms of the energy of the album, we were already, before we signed, we had a lot of the album written. Okay. You know, we were working on the album, we had plans, and then, but what really made it work for us, I guess, after, you know, doing it ourselves for so long, was that we have two friends that we've known for almost 20 years who both work for Marshall, not for the record label directly, but as part of the organization. And so knowing that we had friends there that we could trust, they knew who our band was and what we were about and all that kind of stuff. And then also just kind of knowing how they work. And one of the guys is our friend Steph, who played in Gallows, and we toured a lot with them. We've known him. We know what kind of person he is. And then also our friend Nick, who he worked for Vans, and that's how we met him 15, 16 years ago. And we just knew what kind of person Nick was and how he worked on things. Knowing that those guys were behind it and excited about it got us really excited about it. And then once we met the team that are actually at the record label, it was like, oh, these people, they want to do things. They're excited to try things and excited to push the band to new places and stuff like that in terms of marketing the album and, you know, the promotion and doing different variants and giving us the freedom to do cool art and, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, like they're very open to ideas, and they bring a lot of ideas to the table, which is nice because, you know, sometimes when it's just four of us trying to come up with ideas and we don't have the same, you know, like the record label perspective, maybe, you know, we're always on tour and doing that. We're busy with other things. So it's nice to have people who are like, we should do this. Hey, can you get me this? And I'll do that, you know, and it just, it's really nice and refreshing.
Jackson joined on guitar the band in 2023. So Give Me Dirt is the first album where he could get creatively involved since the previous album, of course. How did his arrival shake up your songwriting dynamics?
I think it was really refreshing. Like, he came in, you know, even when he first joined the band and we were just touring, his kind of work ethic, you know, he was there. He'd see something that I needed help with or whatever. He's like, oh, I'll come and help you. You know, oh, we're taking down the backdrop. I'll come and help you. Oh, we're loading this thing. I'll come and help you. You know, and so right from the get-go, it was like he was very eager, ready to work, because we're so kind of DIY in everything we do. So then when it came to songwriting, Jay would come with a riff or something like that, and Jackson would learn it right away. No questions asked. No, oh, I think it could be better this way. He would just learn it and open to, like, try it and play it, you know. And it was really refreshing that way. And he also, he brought a lot of riffs to the album, you know. And the fun thing that I keep saying in interviews is that, like, when he's 30. He just turned 30. And we're 45, you know. So when our first album came out, he was 9 years old. And in a way, he heard our music early and learned how to play guitar playing it. And then when it came to time to writing riffs, he writes these riffs that sound like early Cancer Bats in a way, you know? And we were like, man, these sound like original Cancer Bats riffs. And he made a comment that we thought was funny too. He was like, yeah, when you were good. I was like, okay, cool. So, you know, it was fun for that. Because it was nice to have those kind of riffs again with our, like, 20 years of maturing and all that. What we've learned in all that time, we could take the fun, excited riffs that remind us of being young, but with the wisdom of being old, I guess, you know, when it comes to how to structure the song and that kind of stuff, you know. Maybe the lyrics were a little more enlightened, you know.
But the one of the last video clips, there is a recent single, Stay Stuck, who shows you guys working somewhat tedious day jobs, but with a lot of humor. At this stage of your career, what is a toxic music industry job or constraint that you're firmly decided to break free with this new cycle?
Toxic music industry jobs?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that we've always kind of, you know, for the last long time, we've kind of tried to stay away from the toxic music industry, you know, so I think we're just kind of carrying on what we've always done, you know, not trying to get wrapped up in the success or trying to be bigger than we are or trying to pose like we're bigger than we are, you know, driving around in a bus and having crew that set up our drums when we can't actually afford it. We've seen so many bands fail because of that, you know. It's like we take on a little more responsibility, but we can go home and pay our bills, you know. So we just keep on keeping on with what we do and try and write good music that can help bring the band up, you know, and play cool shows. That's all we want to do, you know. So we're kind of, I think we're old enough now and have been around long enough that a lot of that toxic music industry doesn't really want to talk to us anyway, you know, so it's fine. Yeah.
And for the track Long Tooth, who is the woman on the video clip, and how did the shooting go? I mean, is it your ID or Mitch Barnes' ID?
Brooklyn Doron is the woman who sings on that song. We met her. She used to work for our accountant. That's how we met her 10, 15 years ago. And we always stayed friends. And then she started touring with us doing merch. And then she sang a song called Hammering On that's on the Psychic Jailbreak record. And then when we were going in to record this record, we were like, oh, we should get her on. And she would come and do merch for us, and then we would play Hammering On and she would sing. And it was very cool kind of shift in the set, you know. We thought it's a slow song, and then Brooklyn sings and it's this beautiful thing, and so we were like, well, we should get that again, we should have her sing on another song. It's really fun to have her involved. We love her and we love having her on tour with us. Unfortunately, she's not here today. Mm-mm. So we got her to sing on that song and it turned out awesome. And then for the video, that is all Liam, our singer. Yeah, Liam is, we kind of had this, because the song was coming out, or the album was coming out in the summer, and we had a lot of summer festival touring and all that kind of stuff, so we were like, we need to shoot 3 videos and get them done before we leave to start touring, otherwise it won't get done, you know? And so Liam just like put his mind to it and came up with the idea for Stay Stuck. I'd say Stay Stuck was kind of all the band coming up with the idea, just through like group texts and stuff like that, you know. And then along with Mitch, getting Mitch involved in and him kind of planning out all our ideas. And then same with Long Tooth was very much Liam with like a little bit of input from the rest of us, but very much him, and then his vision going. And then I think, and I could be wrong about this, maybe Mitch kind of knew more of, but I feel like it was a lot of like Liam, you know, we shot it all on a green screen. Liam and Jackson built all these sets and props and stuff like that, got costumes and everything, we kind of shot it all, and then we were like, okay, Mitch, good luck, you know, like, yeah. And he had a plan, and him and Liam had a plan, but I think it was a lot of work on the back end. The day of shooting was actually shorter and easier than I thought it would be. And then he had a guy who kind of like did the animation stuff and whatever in the background. But yeah, the actual shooting, we were kind of like, you're just shooting on this screen and you're like, I hope it works. And there was a bit of fear in me that was like, what if it didn't work? You know, like what if, like if the jokes don't land, it's not going to be good. But, and it took a few edits and a bit of back and forth. And we were on tour here in Europe, you know, getting these edits and being like, oh, shoot. And then having to send big, long notes, staying up late at night, talking about it, trying to figure out. But by the end, I think it turned out great. It's really funny. And I mean, when we were going into making all the music videos, or at least these two, the third one isn't as funny, but it's good. We're like, our videos that are funny, you know, we have a few videos that are funny throughout our career. Those are always the ones people like a lot, we like a lot, you know? We're like, we should stick to being dumb.
Yeah. To end our interviews every year, we've got a special question, and this year you've got to make a choice, because you received 5 invitations for 5 birthday parties, but always for the same night, so you've got to choose. Between go to the 30th anniversary of the movie Scream, the 40th anniversary of the video game Zelda, the 40th anniversary of the animation series Dragon Ball, the 50th anniversary of the book Interview with a Vampire, or the 60th anniversary of the TV series Star Trek. Which one would you choose? Scream, Zelda, Interview with a Vampire, Dragon Ball, or Star Trek?
I want to say Interview with a Vampire, because it would be, I don't know, the people that would be there would be amazing, you know? My first inclination would be Zelda, because I mean, the early Zelda I played as a kid, but recently I've been playing a lot of new Zelda with my kid. So I was like, oh, I'd take Vander and we could go and play Zelda. But I think Interview with the Vampire for me, selfishly, would be more fun.
A last word you would like to share with your French listeners?
Well, you know, we've played a lot of shows in France this summer, and they've all been amazing. And, you know, we're going to, I think, be back in November for just a couple shows. But, you know, we have a new album coming out in August. Please listen to it, you know, and thank you for having us this summer. It's been great. So, you know, we're going to keep coming back to France because we love it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.